everyone, welcome back to the show, High Vibes in the Mic. I'm your host, Véronique. Today I'm speaking with Kelly. Kelly is a transformative feminine energetics mentor, a Reiki master and teacher, ordained metaphysical minister, and international best-selling author. With a foundation in psychology and a lifelong dedication to learning, Kelly blends her diverse skills to offer a truly unique approach to personal and professional empowerment. And from her own words, she's here to guide you toward a life of ease, abundance, and purpose without the burnout. So today we're going to have a good conversation about that and a little surprise at the end. In the conversation, you'll see a little tip that she gives us. Also, I wanted to remind you, if you need any guided experience, you can use my coupon Véronique10 on the platform Soul, S-O-L, and you can have any guided meditation, Reiki, we're going to talk about Reiki, Tai Chi, yoga, anything you like, astrology, it's over there. So I would put everything in the show notes. So now let's hear it from Kelly. Hi, Kelly. Thank you for coming to the show. How are you today?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So today we're going to talk about feminine energy, Reiki, mentorship, practical tips also to overcome burnout and rediscover balance. So you are describing yourself as a transformative feminine energetics mentor. Can you please explain what it is for us?
I do quite a number of things. Feminine energy mentor, I work with women who are high achieving, which we tend to be. So people that are in corporate, business owners, that sort of thing. And I teach them how to work smarter and not harder by anchoring in and using their feminine energy, which makes success easier for them than anchoring into the masculine energy that the males of corporate and such use.
Okay. So can you tell us maybe more in detail what's the difference with the... So you mean that we shouldn't be acting like men when we go into business?
No, it's actually... I call it our superpowers. These are things that... traits that we're just born with. And feminine energy, it's not just women, right? Everybody has to have a balance of masculine and feminine. So if... for example, you know, you have a man who is in touch with his feminine side and is allowed to be soft when needed, nurturing when needed, right? Then that's a gentleman who is balanced. Women, we find it difficult when we're trying to act like the men that we work with, where they're all about the more you work, the better you do. You know, working independently, you need to be on top. You know, if you have to work 70 hours a week, that's okay if it means you succeed. We aren't meant to do that. We have other things we can use that will allow us to still achieve without working the 70 hours and in most cases burning out because we're just trying to do too much.
Exactly. And we have to balance also the life at home, the husband, the kids.
It is. And for example, myself, you know, I own a business and I have adult children, one of whom still lives at home. I'm married. I run the household. My parents are elderly. So I'm also, you know, starting to take care of them as well. So I find people of, you know, a certain age gap, we're taking care of kids and parents. And trying to do everything else in between.
I think it's good sometimes to know how to delegate because I think that's something women have a hard time to do. We like to do everything. We have to take care of everything. So I think it's good. What do you think about that? Delegating, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And part of feminine energy is teamwork. It's collaboration. It's working with others to achieve the goal so that everyone can succeed. It's not, you know, the lone wolf trying to be successful. It's working as a team, working together, supporting each other in order to reach that success.
And what inspired you to go to that, you know, to that path, to want to help people?
So it started a long time ago when I first learned Reiki. That was my introduction. And we like to joke that Reiki is a gateway drug, because once you learn that, you tend to start learning all the other stuff.
Okay. So for people who don't know about Reiki, can you explain what it is and how it can help people?
So Reiki is basically, it's energy healing. And the whole concept is that, and this is, of course, scientific, everything around us is made up of energy. And what happens is the Reiki practitioner is a channel for the energy. So we don't give our own energy. We channel the energy around us. And the whole idea is that the human body knows what it needs to stay healthy. It knows what it needs to heal. Our human body is brilliant if you let it do what it's supposed to do. So with Reiki, we will channel the energy into the recipient, and then their body is going to use that energy where it's needed. So whether that is physical, emotional, mental, whatever it is, the energy will go where it's meant to go. And that provides relief, comfort, relaxation, you know, all these wonderful things to the person receiving it.
It makes me think, about when people talk about fasting, and when you fast a long time, your cells can repair themselves. So yeah, the body is unbelievable, right?
Crazy. Exactly. And you know, certain organs and our skin, it replaces itself, you know?
And so can you share how you... your journey about becoming a feminine energetic mentor? How did you come to this path?
So it goes back quite a ways. Back in 2011, I attended something in New York State. I went to a retreat. It was a spiritual insight training retreat. And part of what I was doing was a spiritualist version of energy healing. I was working on a gentleman, and he asked me if I did Reiki. I said, no, I didn't know what it was. I knew absolutely nothing. And he said, well, I'm a Reiki master. People that do Reiki have a different vibration. If you don't do it, you should be. So I was like, okay, you know, just take it with a grain of salt, go home. A couple months later, I was on Google. I decided, you know, it just kind of popped into my head. So I decided to search it, and I went, you know, I think it was maybe the second listing down, clicked on it. Website came up, very pleasant looking woman. And I'm reading everything. She teaches level one, level two, master teacher, all these things. And I scrolled down and discovered that she actually lives across the street from me.
Well, that's destiny. Oh, that was for you.
Exactly. You know, it was kind of like,
wow,
universe, smack me in the head.
Yeah.
It's time. And there's actually a saying that I teach my students. There is a proverb that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So I was ready. My teacher appeared. I had been here 18 years and had never met her.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah. So it was kind of like, okay. And that started the journey. And I became entranced with all things energy. Decided in 2018, I was going to become an ordained metaphysical minister because it just kind of seemed like the next step. And after that, I decided I wanted to start working with women because as a woman working in corporate, dealing with family and working and business and everything else, you know, I was fortunate enough that when I started to burn out, I was aware enough of my energy that I could see it happening and stop it before it did. Whereas what I'm finding is that a lot of people that I talk to don't realize they're burning out until they've already burnt out. So they don't realize that's what's happening until they get to the point where they're sick and they have to take time off, or they have to change careers or what have you, because they don't recognize, you know, it affects your sleep. It affects your home life. It affects your work life. It affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, all of these things. It's not just I'm exhausted, I'm burnt out, right? I mean, the cortisol levels are coming up. Your stress levels are increasing. Your blood pressure is rising. Like it's a whole physical manifestation as well as mental and emotional. And as women, we like to push through, right? You know, it's like, that's okay. I'm not getting sick. I'm just going to keep going. And, you know, eventually your body just says, okay, that's it. We're done. And by that point, it's too late.
Yeah. It happens to me in 2019. I was really pushing it, working 40 plus hours a week, the kid, the husband, the house, going back to school full time. Mm-hmm. I got sick for like 3 weeks. I couldn't even leave my bed for 3 weeks. My body was like, okay, this is it. You're still in bed now. And I understood, okay, no more burnout for me. So you help high-achieving women who are on the brink of getting a burnout to get a more easy-feel life. So how do you do this? Do you use Reiki only, or is there like a seminar they can attend, some classes that you give?
So the mentorship I do a one-on-one mentorship, but I also do classes.
Okay.
And it's a combination of a number of different things. My goal is to have these women reach out before they get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want to work with people who aren't about to burn out so that I can help them stop from getting there. In order to do that, I do use a bunch of different techniques. My degree is in psychology, so I bring that into it. I do use energy work. So, you know, I teach about energy, chakras, how to recognize what you're feeling, where it's anchored, all that sort of stuff. But I also am a hypnotherapist, so I can bring hypnotherapy into it as a tool, as well as a way to maybe discover patterns or background things that might be affecting it, as well as experience, common sense, and having been through it, right? Having lived it. I get the honor of being able to help women learn themselves so that they can just keep going in a healthy, positive manner, as opposed to trying to come back from burnout.
Is there something specific you will tell your client? Okay, for you, for your case, we need to use hypnotherapy. Maybe like a case in particular that you might think of.
You know what? I actually do a lot of stress release hypnotherapy.
Stress release, okay.
Yeah, and I do have a free stress reduction hypnotherapy recording that I give to people who are interested in it. It's only 13 minutes long. It's all it takes. But what happens is when you do hypnotherapy, because you are bringing the brainwaves from alpha, which is where we're at right now, down to beta, which is where the subconscious becomes more active, you're able to put suggestions into the subconscious. So for example, with the free stress reduction hypnotherapy that I offer, it gives you a subconscious statement where even when you're out of it, if you stop and take 3 deep breaths, your body is going to go right back into that relaxed state. So it can be done at your desk. It can be done driving. It can be done while you're making dinner. Like whenever you're feeling the stress, you just do the 3 deep breaths and everything calms down.
You're not going to fall asleep, right? Because you said you're
not going to fall asleep. No, you're not going to fall asleep. You wouldn't do the whole thing. Like you're not going to do the whole session, but just taking the 3 deep breaths.
Yeah, it's so important because I do yoga and you always talk with the breathing.
Yeah.
And every time I talk to people in wellness, they're always talking about the breathing. It's really important, especially for your subconscious. Is there any misconception about Reiki?
Oh, yes.
Because it's really trendy. I don't know if it's trendy right now, or maybe I just discovered it 2 years ago, you know? But yeah, I see Reiki everywhere. Is there something that you can clear up for us, maybe?
Yeah, of course.
No?
So the fact that it's everywhere and trendy right now, it makes me happy because more people are being exposed to it. It makes me not happy because I think when things become trendy, they lose their value. Right? It has been around for thousands of years. Energy work has been around forever. And if you look at, for example, like Asian medicine, there's a whole lot more happening there. And it's even in different methods. You know, it's all the same energy, whether it's acupuncture, acupressure, reflexology, all these things are working on the same energy. So people tend to think it's really like woo-woo, right? But it's not. It's actually science-based. And people are finding now, it's not necessarily, you know, the hippie-esque individual in the flowing gowns with the beads, which, by the way, I love the look. You like it, go for it. But that's not necessarily the people that are doing it now. People are doing it now. For example, in the US, there are dozens of hospitals that have Reiki practitioners on staff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew about acupuncture, but now they can, you can include, you know, acupuncture in the services at the hospital, but I know about Reiki. Okay.
Yeah. There are a lot of the larger hospitals. Reiki's actually used in the medical system quite often on cancer patients because it helps to relax. It helps with nausea and things like that. So quite often these people that are suffering from cancer and they're going through their treatments, they'll say the only time they actually get a good night's sleep is when they've had Reiki. And I found out years ago, Dr. Oz, who everybody knows.
Yeah.
His wife is a Reiki master and she actually goes into surgery with him and will perform Reiki while he's doing the surgery to make the recovery easier for the patient.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow. But you can't do Reiki on yourself, right? You have to have somebody. Oh, you can?
Absolutely.
No, you cannot.
No, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reiki, you can, sorry.
Yeah. Reiki level one is all about learning to do it for yourself.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of heal yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can honestly say I can't remember the last time I got really sick.
Yeah.
You know,
not jinx it, but good for you.
Yeah. I mean, knock on wood, but
knock
even
on wood,
when.
Yeah.
COVID came around, I caught it. And for me, it was like a runny nose and a bit of a tickle in my throat. And that was it.
Yeah.
But Reiki's proven, there's actually a study that was done that Reiki boosts the immune system. So it does a ton of stuff. But that whole concept and the whole basis of it is that our body is brilliant. Our body needs what it knows, like knows what it needs. If you think about it, you know, your skin replaces itself every so many years. Your liver can regrow, right? Like our bodies are constantly changing over and releasing the old and bringing in the new. And the idea of Reiki is that the body receives this energy and then the body decides what it's going to use it for and where it's going to use it, right? The practitioner doesn't control it. The person receiving it doesn't control it. Their body will say, okay, you know what? I have a pain in my knee, but it's actually an issue with my hip. So it will take the energy where it's needed. And it works on physical, emotional, and mental. It's great for anxiety. It's great for depression. It's great if you just want to maintain a good health, if you're not feeling well. If you have a cold, like if I feel something coming on, I give myself a Reiki treatment. I've been told it's great for hangovers. Like it works on a whole bunch of stuff.
And when you do Reiki on someone, do you have to clean yourself after? I mean, it's not like you're taking their pain or disease or whatever, but do you have to do something after to not be affected because you moved energy?
Yeah, it depends on the individual. It depends on the Reiki practitioner. If you're doing it right, I mean, it's always good to cleanse your aura afterwards,
mm-hmm.
regardless of who you are. But if you're not doing Reiki right, you can actually take on the pain.
Okay.
Yeah. I've seen students who have been doing it and they're like, oh, you know, like I'm getting a pain in my back. And it's like, okay, well, that's because you're taking on their pain.
Yeah.
If you're doing Reiki properly, you are channeling the energy from around you and you're a conduit, right? It's all going out. Nothing's coming in. If you're not doing it right, it can come back in and then you start to take on the problems.
So you mentioned earlier that you were a metaphysical minister. So what does this mean exactly for people who don't know anything about that, which is me?
Okay. So the metaphysical minister is basically, I've been ordained. I had to study. I had to write exams. I had to be licensed by my province, join a governing body, you know, police check, personal referrals, all that sort of stuff. So it's very much the same as any religion that has a minister, whether, you know, United Church, Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever. But the difference is it's not based on a religious ethic so much as metaphysical is more about what can't be seen, right? So it's about energy. It's about spirit. It's about, you know, astrology and mediumship and all these different things. It's stuff that you can't see, can't necessarily be proven. But in doing that, you know, like meditation, Reiki, that sort of energy work, all of that is part of the metaphysics itself. Now, being ordained, it gives me the ability to counsel as a metaphysical minister, but it also gives me the ability to perform weddings, funerals, baby naming ceremonies, all that sort of stuff. So for somebody who doesn't want a church wedding, but they
something
want
spiritual.
Something spiritual, but not religious, right? Then that's the type of person they would look for.
Okay. And you, so you will bring that in your healing work when you work with people on one-on-one?
I do, because part of what I teach is meditation, part of what I teach is energy. So all of that is part of the metaphysical. When you look at, for example, part of feminine energy is also recognizing the body's cyclical patterns. So as a woman, you have a month-long cycle. Parts of those cycle, you have tons of energy. You could get anything done, right? And then part of the cycle, you need to relax. You need to step back. You're tired. You're achy. You don't have the energy. So it's understanding and giving yourself grace when, you know, you wake up and you're like, I am exhausted. Well, that might not be the day to run a marathon, right? But for women who don't have a monthly cycle anymore, you actually follow the moon cycle when figuring out your phases, right? So stuff like that brings in the metaphysical as well.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, especially for the women who have are in perimenopause or menopause, because you can feel completely lost, you know, when that happened to you.
Exactly.
So if somebody comes to see you, they want to take the first step to be more balanced or alignment, what would be the first thing you would tell them? What would be the first advice you would give them?
First thing they probably should do, well, I mean, I offer, obviously, you know, I'll do a half hour consult. I call it a coffee chat. And we just sit down over Zoom and have a coffee and discuss what's going on, where do you need support, that sort of thing. And then I can design something depending on the person. So what is happening in their life? Where do they feel they need support? What symptoms are they experiencing? What knowledge do they already have? If they're trained in Reiki or reflexology or something like that, they're not going to need the very beginning part because they're already aware of that stuff. So it's very much like a bespoke program. It's made individually. The one-on-one mentorship is designed specifically for each individual. No two are the same.
Okay. Also, I think I read something on your website about hypnotism and diet. So what is the diet part? Do you talk about diet or do you ask?
I don't have diet on my website.
What did I put on my note? Diet. Okay, so sorry. I don't want to put down it's on my note. I don't know why.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm going to scratch that.
But realistically, a healthy diet is important.
Yeah.
Because if you're dealing with stress and you're not eating properly, that compounds the issues, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, definitely. I know about that. Still working on it. Work in progress. So you are an international best-selling author. So you, how many books did you write?
I was co-author in one.
In one book. And so what do you explore in your writing? So how do you connect this with your work?
So my the book, my section of the book is all about energy, how energy works. And then the last part of it is actually the use of sex magic in manifestation.
Okay, so now I'm curious, what is sex magic? You just said the magical word. What is that?
So that's all about, so when you're manifesting something, it's all about the intent that you put behind it. And when you incorporate the energy that's involved with the sexual act and use that to kind of skyrocket the intention, it makes the manifestations occur faster.
This is a revelation. Ladies, are you listening?
I can teach you so much.
Yes. So do you mean when we're having sex, we have to put our intent to what we want to get it manifest faster? You tried it and it worked?
Yes.
Yes.
It does.
Okay. I had never heard that before. Never. Is it because sex is very powerful? Or?
It is. It is. When you think of it, when you think of all of the energy and emotion that is anchored in that, and to focus that on something that is an intent, it's like manifestation on steroids.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to talk to my husband tonight. But you don't want every time you have sex to think about something like it's going to become like a chore.
Well, exactly.
At work.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to be careful too, because
once in a while,
if there is a second party involved in the act, you have to be careful who it is, because in doing it, you're absorbing their energy as well. So is that energy something you want to compound and put out into the universe?
Well, that's good.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's someone that you don't know well, or you've just
random
met, or one night stand or whatever, not a good idea.
Okay, good to know. Listen, ladies, listen.
You might not want to use.
Yeah. Okay. So do it with somebody that you trust, somebody that you like. Okay. At least you know for a while.
Well, and someone that has similar energy to you, so that you're not, I mean, if you're compounding their energy and it's clashing with yours, then you're canceling each other out. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's going to motivate more women, to make more love to their husband. Suddenly, I'm tired. Wait, I want to manifest something.
I have a goal.
Let me help me, shave it faster. Okay, that's a good tip. Thank you very much for that. Everybody's going to buy that book now.
Yeah, and I'm sure every husband in the world is going to write me and say thank you.
Yes, for sure. I'm going to tell all my friends. that's a good one. And I'm sorry. Okay, so now I don't know what to ask you anymore, because I'm off balance. So you would say basically most of your business right now is taking care of women, right?
Yes.
For feminine energy. And people who will contact you will be like boss women or very like high achieving women. And they know they're going to be on the brink of getting a burnout and they need some help to get more balance in their lives.
Exactly. So it's going to be the woman who is very career oriented, who is upper level corporate or an entrepreneur, has their own business, because God knows we work the most. And, and they want to be able to achieve their goals, but they're finding that they don't have enough time in the day. They're working too much. And it's starting, they think it's going to take a toll, or they feel that they want to achieve more, but haven't figured out how to do it without working, 70 hours a week.
Yeah. Because sometimes we always think that we have to prove ourselves more also than men. Mm-hmm. So that can be like a little trap, sometimes.
It is. It is. They always say you got to work twice as hard to get half as much acknowledgement, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. So if people want to contact you, where should they go? I will put everything in the show notes, of course. Mm-hmm. But they can go directly on your website, and you're on social media also, right?
I am. Website is radiantfemme.ca. And my Facebook profile is pages Radiant Femme. Instagram handle is Kelly Radiant Femme.
I like that you use the French word for woman.
I'm Canadian, so I got to throw some French in, right?
I really like that. Well, thank you for the quick conversation. Okay, it was really enlightening, insightful.
Thank you.
We learned a lot.
Now you got to start practicing.
Yes, we will. We want to manifest. We like, I mean, especially in this podcast, we like manifestation and meditation and everything that goes with it. So thank you, Katie, for the talk. And hopefully, if ladies are very stressed and have their own business or career oriented, like you say, they will contact you and you can help them.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And ladies, I'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.